Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so in the grand hierarchy of days, if you had to rank days, Do we all agree that Friday is the best of the days? Is Friday the best of the days?
Yes.
So Friday is number one.
Friday and Saturday, yeah.
No, you got to pick one. Because we're ranking.
Friday.
Because we're ranking. So you got to pick one.
Okay, I pick Saturday.
So Saturday's number one for you. Friday number one for
Friday
you?
Friday number one for me.
Saturday number one.
Saturday, could be. A Sunday where you have nothing. This is hard. This is harder than I thought.
Sunday's tough because then you're going, for us anyway, we're going back to work on Monday. So there's always that pressure.
I'm always excited, though. Nine times out of ten, I'm excited. There is and I kind of like the pressure.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. One. Write these down. I want to see what we have.
Okay.
Saturday's like Sunday without the pressure.
What? Hang on. So I'm going to go with Friday. I'm going to go Friday one. Here's my ultimate question.
Okay.
For me, Tuesday may be the worst of the days.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
Really?
Because I look forward to Monday.
I do.
Like telling the stories of the weekend. I'm like, oh, we get to catch up. I get to hear what you guys did. And then Tuesday, I'm like, man, I don't got any interesting stories because what did I do on a Monday night? Shoot.
It struck me also because yesterday we had 8 million. I had so much stuff to bring to the show. And today there's nothing. Well, Jessica and I collaborate on what audio we'll bring to the show. Yesterday, I swear it was the biggest, we call it a drop sheet. Yesterday might have been the biggest drop sheet that we've ever had.
Yeah.
There might have been 15 things on there. It was ridiculous.
It would have been 3 pages long had I not, fixed the font.
put the font smaller.
Yeah.
Which was funny. And then today there's absolutely nothing. And I was like, well, today is just kind of the Golden Knights don't play until tomorrow.
Right.
Now, with one notable exception.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Ballpark opens officially tonight.
All right.
Aviators home opener. I thought it was so adorable. I saw somebody on Twitter that said, I'm so happy. I was never a sports fan before, but the Golden Knights converted me. And now I'm so excited for the Aviators to be here. Now we have all these pro teams, and they were like, I'm going to have to go to a Red Sox game for my dad because he was such a fan.
Funny.
And it's like, well, it's not quite that baseball.
No.
It's not quite that baseball. It's a beautiful stadium, but it's not quite that baseball. Home opener tonight for the Aviators and the official opening of the Las Vegas ballpark. Haley Dawson is throwing out the first pitch.
I love that. It's super fitting.
Haley Dawson throwing out the very first pitch ever tonight. So... All right, so Friday number one, but Saturday number one for Spence.
Yeah.
Then what's at number two for you?
Friday.
Then Friday's at number two.
Yeah, Saturday is two for me.
Yeah, so we'll flip those.
Yeah.
And I'll put Saturday in on that.
Three has to be Sunday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
What?
Because it's right there by Friday.
The day before the end. No, the anticipation.
Sunday you get off.
But Sunday you're still going back to work.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, Sunday you have off.
I know a lot of people. That's their day. Mm-hmm. That is their day.
That's their day, sure.
Yep,
I don't know why you have those conversations with people.
You go
but...
out, you get some work done around the house, you trim your bush, and then you get off.
Oh, okay.
then...
Gotcha, gotcha.
You would give me endless grief if I said that.
Of course I would. Of course, that's the beauty. The beauty of being in this position.
By some chance of God, that happened to me. Tuesday would be the greatest day, but it's not. It's not happening.
And honestly, it's funny. I said that with the knowledge of Spence going, you son of a...
Right.
I would get crucified for that.
Can I clarify with Jess real quick? Sunday, you're off.
Yes.
But you'll pick Thursday ahead of Sunday because you're working and you have another day to work?
Because Thursday, I might chance it and go out Thursday night because yep. I only know I have a few hours on Friday that I have to knock out.
And it's pre-Friday.
Yeah.
It's pre-Friday, the anticipation of Friday. I understand your point.
Got
to
it.
That.
See, we're there.
I'm going to go. So, okay, wait. So Friday. Yeah,
you're all crazy.
Okay. You're out of your mind.
Well, a little justice crazy.
Okay, we flipped Friday and Saturday. Kayla Spence and I have flipped Friday and Saturday. Kayla and I are Fridays. Spence is Saturday number one, number two Saturday, so we can all agree.
Yeah, flip one and two Saturday.
Flip one and two. And then so three for you is Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to give you Sunday on that.
Yeah.
And then
four is Thursday.
The four is Thursday.
Agreed.
Sure.
Five, what am I missing?
No, five is Monday for sure. Because Monday is a really good day usually to like reflect and kind of have a good. Yeah,
I agree with you.
Like ease into the weekend. And then number six has to be Wednesday.
Yep. I'm with you on that.
So who doesn't love a hump day? Regardless.
Up to that point. Yes.
Until someone does hump day jokes.
You should do the whole Geico commercial for us. All of it.
Mike, 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 Mike. Although they brought those back around and I went,
commercial.
Oh my God, I love that commercial. Awesome. I love that. And when people were hating it, I was like, no, it's kind of fun.
It's fun, it's yeah.
Great. It's fun. All right. Well, I'm glad we worked that out. I felt that
hierarchy of days.
Yeah, I felt that I needed to work that out. It's today is like an anticipation day, but it's still big because of the ballpark.
Yeah.
83 and windy today. Just get ready for that. Don't wear that sundress today.
Or do.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah, or do. Just know what you're getting yourself into with all of that.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
Look at that. That song's already over and we're talking again. Here we go. Wow. It was like, whoa, things are moving fast today. 83 and windy. It's yesterday, I was worried about the 90s. It was going to be, it's going to be hot. It's going to be awful. No, it wasn't bad.
Great.
It was gorgeous yesterday.
I thought it was fantastic. But man, I worry about this home opener at the ballpark tonight. It's
gonna be windy. Really windy, right?
No, windy is not good for baseball.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. It'd be fine for everybody who has tickets.
Did you get tickets?
No. As much as I love history and I love the idea of it and I
stadiums.
And I'm a stadium nerd. Thank you for pointing that out. Cause oh my God, I can't wait to go. But strangely enough, as much as I love being on a big stage in front of big crowds and all that, I don't like going to big events as a spectator. I dread the thought of it.
Is it because you're analyzing the different things that are going on and how it's being done and you're like in your head critiquing?
No, I don't want to deal with it.
You know what I mean?
The parking and the everything and the being jostled around and all of it. No.
I got you.
So my thought was, Amy and I were like, I'll bet by the fourth game, it'll be, back to normal.
Yeah, probably.
Normal levels.
Well, I know on StubHub, because I tried to buy tickets when they went on sale and there was nothing left. Went on StubHub and they were running for about $150 for tonight. But for the second game of the homestand, it's $24.
Oh,
got it.
Honestly, I thought you were going to say eight. I thought it was very big. But no, that makes sense. Everybody wants to be there for the very first game. But the ballpark looks beautiful.
Really, I know. I really look forward to these teams because of the names of the teams. Like last year, I figured out there was a team called the Rumble Ponies.
Oh, yeah.
And so now I'm like, every single time, I'm like, ooh, who are the Aviators going to play? Because I need to know what cool team name we're going to take on.
I don't think they're in our league. I don't think Rumble Ponies are back east.
But, I mean, still.
No, we have stuff like that. They opened up the season in El Paso playing the Chihuahuas.
The Chihuahuas.
it's awesome. It's going to be a great day. Although, I'm super nervous about this show. I'm nervous about this show today because there's a different thing that I've wanted to do for a long time, and now I'm being forced to do it, and it makes me worried about today's show.
Okay.
I'll tell you why right after this.
Hang on. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I'm ready for today's show, but I'm scared about today's show.
Why is that?
I've always wanted to try that whole, what do they call it, intermittent fasting, where you fast for a couple of days.
Oh, God.
Just it helps you lose weight and everything, because obviously you're not taking in calories or whatnot. I'm being forced to do it today. So I go to the doctor yesterday. They're doing their follow-up thing. Really what inspired and spurred on my wife and I to, like, get our act together. And through that, I've lost, 20, 25 pounds, something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's lost almost 20. It's harder for women to lose weight. My wife looks amazing.
She looks so good. I saw her the other day, and just like, you know how you see people in like their cheekbones? You can just tell like in their, in like the way they're, yeah, yeah. She looks fantastic.
And when you haven't seen them in a while too, and you go, whoa, that's mm-hmm. I get that a lot. I get people that come up and they go, is everything okay? I'll get that.
Oh, wow.
So I go to the doctor yesterday, and he was like, whoa, dude, you've been, and he goes, just like everybody else. So this weight loss, is it on purpose? Yes. You told me, because last time I went in, my cholesterol was junk. My cholesterol was bad.
Yeah.
It was like quadruple where it was supposed to be.
Yes.
I was like pre-diabetic and all that stuff. And I wasn't so bad. It wasn't like they were going to, you know, put me on a show on A&E or anything, you know?
Yeah, because you're not a little person, so that's not that. Oh, that's TLC.
They weren't flying me to Houston to see Dr. Now.
No.
My 600-pound life. We watch that show every day. My wife does. If it's on and I'm in the house, that's what I watch. Yeah. I end up watching it, too. But, so we really wanted to get our act together. So, yeah, my doctor is shocked yesterday. Oh, wow. Hey, you doing okay? And I'm like, you told me to do this, dude. So we're going to do, he's like, let's check those numbers now and see how they are. So I have not eaten since last night. I've got to fast until after the show today.
Okay.
And we've got stuff to do after the show. So I can't go in and get the blood work first thing in the morning like most people do.
Right.
So I can't eat until like noon. Mm. And I'm afraid I'm going to pass out in the middle of the show.
Well, I mean, God, I hope not. Did you bring something to pad the floor in case that happened? I mean, I don't think I can catch you.
I brought an energy bar. They said if you start feeling dizzy, eat. I'm like, well, thanks. When are we going to get the blood work done, man? So I'm just, yeah. So if I'm hangry today,
I got you. You know Should why. I hide any food I have?
No.
I have a turkey burger.
No, I'm good. I can have black coffee and water.
Sorry.
And it's not like people haven't done it before.
No, I know, but I know this much. I've got a regimen. I eat the way I eat when I eat. And if I couldn't eat, it would be in the back of my head. Yeah.
You know what sticks out in my head with him, though, is I remember, like, I was here a month.
With Spence?
Yeah, with Spence, I was here a month, maybe, and it was 7:57, and he has his 8 o'clock blueberries or whatever it was. But it was 7:57. He's like, God, I want my blueberries so bad. And Chet's like, just eat them, bro.
Eat your
blueberries. Fine. He goes, no, I eat them at 8 o'clock. That's when I eat them.
Not a moment sooner. Not a moment sooner.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick of the prizes at 702-364-9898. The Long Island Medium is coming to town. Playing, you know, the showroom at Santa Fe.
Okay.
You know, which is like 500-600 people, good size room.
Yeah.
No, that's not where. No. Playing another smaller venue in town. No.
Nope.
Orleans Arena.
Wow.
Is that not crazy? And for the years that we've done the shows with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, I'm just a touch jealous that they're because even in the smallest configuration at Orleans Arena, that's a solid 3,000.
Gonzaga is a great basketball program. They hold their conference tournament in the Orleans Arena.
Yeah. So if you'd like to go see Teresa Caputo live, the experience. It's at Orleans Arena coming up in June, and we have tickets for that. If you'd like to fly Link at the Link with the zip line there, we've got passes for that. Michael E. Menden is doing Easter theme bracelets. I don't want to get too far. I don't want to oversell it.
Okay.
But he is Michael E. Menden Diamond Jeweler, so I'm sure it's great. Michael does great stuff. I don't want you to get it and go, there's no diamonds in here. I'd be so big because I don't really know. But we have something nice.
Okay.
We were talking about that too. Is Easter a jewelry holiday?
I didn't think it was.
Am I slipping? Am I disappointing my wife yet again by not getting her jewelry?
I think it's Easter jewelry for children, girl children.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Crosses, gold crosses.
Yes.
Yeah,
something like that for
Not I wouldn't say diamond bracelets or
unless you're rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you did something wrong.
I've just always thought of Easter as being like a kid holiday. Like you use it to like, teach the kids.
It's a thing, though. You notice there's jewelry ads out there. It's some sort of thing. Anyway, an Easter themed bracelet from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jeweler up for the first pick. Pure Aloha Festival is happening April 17th through the 21st. I have a pen. it's not that big a
deal. Does that mean it's written down wrong in the sheet?
It says August. And I almost Ron Burgundy'd it again. Rob Lowe, Stories I Only Tell My Friends, Planet Hollywood Hotel and Casino in the Criss Angel Theater. This Saturday, we'll talk to Rob Lowe on Friday.
Cool.
Very excited about that. And there's a story that goes with it. It's a long time vision quest for the Chet Buchanan Show. Finally realized. So the first pick today, story out of England. I realize this is the queen of the first pick music, but it's also,
queen.
It's royals. Yeah. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, expecting their first child any day now. Royal insiders claiming that the couple would like to raise baby Sussex. Vegan.
Oh.
God, another name that I can't use for my alternative band now.
Baby Sussex.
Baby Sussex. Apparently, the Queen is not thrilled that they want to raise the baby vegan and, quote, won't have it.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
The quote from the insider, it's created tense discussions between Meghan and Harry. Harry doesn't want to upset his grandmother. Meghan keeps pushing the boundaries with the royals, and it's not being well received, least of all by Her Majesty. Bringing the baby up as a vegan simply won't be tolerated by the monarch. Even if Meghan and Harry did want their child to follow a similar diet, it's likely the young royal won't be completely vegan. According to reports, Meghan only eats a plant-based diet during the week.
Oh, okay.
Lets it go on the weekend.
Right, because she got to have chicken wings on Saturday.
Yeah, right? Harry has reportedly been opting for, quote, less meat and more fruit and veg as well. The pair are also said to have been following a healthier lifestyle on the run-up to the birth, which is good.
Yeah.
Even the royals, even Harry and Meghan and Harry, being questioned for their parenting choices by someone within the family. 702-364-9898. When, little Jess. She's like, which one do I choose? Little Jess with her 10-year-old. When were your parenting choices questioned by an insider? Forget about, you know what? Even for all, Circle of Friendship, I think we could even include.
Okay.
Facebook.
Yeah. Okay.
Facebook, because we're not celebrities. You pretty much know the people that are parent shaming you.
Yeah.
When and what and how did you react when your parenting choices were questioned? And by the way, you can even recount a story of somebody else in your family. Yeah, that works too. Just to give everybody else, a chance to play for the prize.
Yeah.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Controversy with the royal baby. Controversy. Harry and Meghan want to raise the baby vegan. Grandma, who just happens to be the Queen of England. Yeah. Absolutely not. I won't have it. That's how she sounds. That was actual audio. Yeah. I don't know. You thought that was me?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's the actual queen.
So real.
I won't have it. Feed the child meat. I want my child eating meat. Isn't that ridiculous, though? I mean, it's such a silly thing, but the idea that they might want to go vegan, she's not having it.
I mean, back in the day, the queen could just, say,
off with their heads. Right.
Yeah. So God, that was like the queen was here. Weird.
Yeah. Twin queens.
I know. So strange.
It's dual queens. Stephanie, when were your parenting choices questioned, I guess, is the, scrutinized, thrown out the window? Yeah.
So we were in the park, I want to say not even a week ago, and my youngest is now 9 months. So now he's actually able to stand up to his bigger brother, who's almost 3. And which I told my oldest, I'm like, my youngest is going to kick your butt one day. And they just happened to be roughhousing in the park. And I didn't see if his parent had a boy or a girl or how many kids. But she's like, you should really teach them to be nicer to each other.
I just kind of like...
No, they need to learn how to get along. And if they want to roughhouse, let them, they're boys, let them roughhouse.
Yeah, and by the way, how old's your kid?
He's 9 months today, my youngest, and my oldest will be 3 in a couple months.
Yeah, if I want to have 3-year-old fight club in the park, leave me alone.
Heck exactly. Yeah.
Boys are like that, too. I'm sorry. Boys and girls are different. Boys just like to throw each other around. And you gotta let them do it. They're like goats on the top of a mountain. They're gonna butt heads.
Well, and like what me and my husband kept telling my oldest, like, he's been roughing my little one for a while. And we're like, dude, my youngest is bigger than you were when you were that age. He's gonna kick your butt. Yeah. And now that she's getting able to, like, fight back, I'm like, go, dude, go.
Yeah, I'd be like, lady, listen. Which one do you want to bet on? Other thing, fine. But which one are you putting your money on? And how much? Because we're taking odds right now. Lori, when were your parenting choices questioned?
I'm one of those. It's like, which time? But, okay, so this one started 2 years ago, or just over 2 years ago. My youngest was 6 and my oldest was 8. And I felt like I leave the house at 6. I'm divorced. They don't go to school till 9 o'clock. And I leave them home to get themselves up, get themselves fed and ready and off to school by themselves. And they are completely capable of it. And their dad was not happy. So I'm like, dude, they're super independent and they've never missed. They've never been late. They've never missed.
Well, and what was his solution? You know what I mean? Well, it's like, great. You don't want the kids alone. Are you going to come over in the morning then, sir?
Yeah, no, he doesn't live here, but I used to hire a babysitter, but she would fall asleep at the house. She was completely useless. And I'm like, you know what? These kids can do it by themselves because she's sleeping anyway.
Good for you.
So yeah.
I just fired the babysitter and got a street system. So I see cameras and all that in the house. And I'm like, I'll be the babysitter.
By the way, it's the same idea, though, with the queen. Your Majesty, are you going to come over and cook the kids bangers? No.
No.
Then I will give them broccoli.
Jenny, your mother-in-law is all up in your business, isn't she?
Normally, no, but this time she was.
What happened?
All up in there. 2 days before Christmas, my son told her, because my son is 12, told my mother-in-law that I never spend time with him because I'm always at the gym. So she took it upon herself to take him from me.
Cool.
I'm sorry,
what?
Yeah, straight wouldn't even allow me in the home. Yeah.
That's not legal.
That's what I said. And she's like, you are the worst parent ever, and I am neglecting my child because I go to the gym for an hour afterwards. Yeah.
So she wanted to take the kid like permanently?
Yeah. She convinced my son that he was better off with them.
Are you still married?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I almost left him too.
Because of the
like,
situation.
You better not be on her side because I'm gone.
Oh, wow.
That is, Russ, I got to be honest with you. We're such in shock from Jenny. There's no point. We'll leave you in for the prizes, brother. And you know we love you, but I don't
know. No, it's all good.
Yeah, nobody.
Hey, nice to be back on.
Yeah, nobody. Why were you banned? Did you ban Russ?
No. Oh. No, I couldn't get through for a while. I don't know why. Like, it would just ring and ring, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think we were probably full up. We're probably full of no room at the end.
Sounds like Jess wasn't answering the phone. That's what it sounds like.
Hey,
yeah,
kitty.
Yeah.
Sometimes I love Jess. Sometimes I don't.
Everybody leave little Jess alone.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
For everybody who's feeling moral outrage and wanted their pound of flesh in this whole college bribery scandal thing, did you see Felicity Huffman has pled guilty? And so what's going to happen to her? Is she going to get a fine? She'll get a fine.
She'll definitely get a fine.
$20,000 has been the agreed to.
Is that
fine?
What it is? Yeah. They said, okay, 20 grand fine, and you're out. Lori Loughlin, who paid more to get her kid into, you know, hey, yeah, she's on the crew team. Look at that girl's shoulders. She ain't rode a boat in her life. Look at that girl's shoulders. She ain't never owned nothing. They're saying that her deal, Lori Loughlin, her deal, if they were to plea out right now, minimum 2 years in jail.
Oh, wow.
2 years.
They're saying that because all these other parents pled now,
yep,
that they're going to get off a little bit lighter. They're expecting Felicity maybe to get 4 months to 10 months.
Okay, so there was jail.
Well, it's not guaranteed. It's up to the judge, but the prosecutors are recommending that they go on the lower end of the 20-year sentence.
But the minimum, yeah, and the minimum time for that charge, and they're saying if you don't get in now, we're going to add in stuff like money laundering and everything, which then pumps your middle, or I'm sorry, your minimum jail time up, you know, like by 6 months each pop.
Well, and I feel like the extremes between the two of them, like if we're comparing Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, they're so different. Lori Loughlin played $500,000 each time for both of her kids to get into a school versus Felicity Huffman. And I know wrong is wrong, but she paid $15,000 to help her daughter.
To fudge her SAT score.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very, for me, it's varying degrees.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's not black and white. Like, everybody cut off a hand. You know, but truly as this thing went through, was there anybody who really thought that they were going to get jail time?
No,
they're not going to jail. Even if they do get the time on the,
you still think they won't go?
They're not going to jail.
They're going to celebrity jail.
Kind of with you, Jess.
Whatever, jail's jail.
I think they'll go to celebrity jail.
Whatever, jail is jail.
Yeah.
You can't go home. Yeah, you can't do other stuff. You can't.
That is true.
You want to go to celebrity jail?
No. I don't want to go to jail.
And by the way, and everybody says that too. Oh, it's celebrity jail. It ain't that great. Ask Martha Stewart. She'll tell you. It ain't that great. And Martha Stewart's tough. She's like, nah.
Yeah, but her life isn't being risked like a regular prison.
No, but she didn't. But she didn't commit murder either.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah. But no, I really think, I really do believe this just by the way this is all shaping up. They want to prove a point and send Lori Loughlin to jail, even if it's 6 months. Which, by the way, and we look at that and we go, 6 months. Oh, you want to go to jail for 6 months?
No,
not me.
I don't want to go to jail for a day. Months.
I got
to
be honest. Like I tell people with Toy Drive, it's not. It's just 12 days. And once you start, you're that much closer to the end. It's still 12 days.
Yep.
But at least I got something, and we know we're there for a purpose.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still, I thought about that before. I thought, well, okay, well, if I was in jail, you know, no, I don't want to.
No.
So if you're a Lori Loughlin and they present this deal to you and you're getting minimum 2 years, you're serving, are you just going to fight it to the end?
I think that's what they're already doing.
Unless they're going, this is only going to get worse. I mean, I'm listening to my lawyer intently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to, at that point, you got to become your mindset. You got to become a stone killer. Like, you've got to take all of your ego out of it. You've got to take all of your pride. You've got to take all of that stuff out of it and just go, what's best?
Yeah.
You know, because, right, I think she's 6 months easy.
But sometimes they'll say 6 months jail time, and that will go on the record. But they'll write it off as if you've already served
they'll
time.
They'll suspend the sentence. And all that. No, I'm telling you, I believe. No, I'm talking about actual jail time. I think they want her to go away, and they want to have that press conference where she comes out, and you look at her, and you're like, oh my God, she's a changed person. All that. They want that. They want to scare the hell out of people because everybody thought, well, no, it's a victimless crime, no big deal. And they want to prove a point.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by it.
All over again, I'm fascinated by it, as you can tell.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Turn it up. On 98.5 KLUC.
Haley's on the phone. Are you going to play 177-second survey with us?
Yes.
This isn't one of those today where you've got to give a whole. It's more of kind of a judgment call on a lot of this stuff.
Right.
It's the relationship edition. What kind of a relationship are you in, Haley?
So we've been together. Well, she said since December officially, but we've been dating since August.
Oh, you're perfect.
Yeah.
You're perfect because how long have you been with Buddy?
2.5 years.
Excellent. And then Spence, how long have you been with Steph?
15 years on April 24th.
Outstanding. How long have you been married?
15 years. Well, so 17 years, I guess.
Okay, so you've been with her 17 years. Yeah. Wow, that's odd, man.
Yeah, right?
Amy and I are
10 years and married 5-ish, almost 6.
Okay.
Well, it depends on which date you count as our wedding. Because remember, we did it three separate times. That's another story for another time. But here we go with the 177-second survey. 10 things. We'll start with 10 things. Oh, and I should probably... There's a little element of this.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
There's some things that might, you know, with the children.
Okay.
Just be careful. So we'll start with an easy one, though. Doesn't that sound like it would be a warning flag, a warning sign or a red flag if you wish your partner was more romantic? Doesn't that sound like a red flag, Haley?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a red flag?
Yeah.
Red flag?
Absolutely.
Generally, it is believed that women want more romance and men want more hibbity-dibbity. But the romance leads to the hibbity-dibbity, and 64% of men say that they crave more romance, which is even higher than women.
Huh?
Oddly enough. But everybody wants more.
Yeah.
Everybody wants more. So if you're craving more romance in your relationship, you're fine. Do you crave more romance in your relationship, Haley?
I mean, I feel like what woman doesn't, but I don't know. If you guys, like, understand each other, it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, and you two are still new into it, so you're still
honeymoon
phase.
You're
going at it like teenagers. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Haley, do you believe your partner shows enough PDA?
Nah. I'm just very, like, very, very, very touchy-feely, so I feel like I'm a little bit more extra than him, so I would say no, but I mean, maybe for any typical dude, yeah, he's fine.
I would think, Kayla, that you and Buddy are non-PDA.
We are not PDA people. He shows just enough. I don't like hand-holding in public. I don't like any of that stuff.
It's very interesting that if you and your partner do not show PDA, that's very normal.
Hmm.
That a lot of couples just don't. And the longer you're together, the less of it that you do, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, now here's the uncomfortable. Doesn't it seem like a red flag if you're spending a lot of solo time, no matter how much together time, and you know what I mean by solo time?
Yeah.
Physical solo time. Gotcha. If you're spending a lot of physical solo time, even if you're spending a lot of together time, is that a red flag, Kayla?
No, it's not.
Spence?
No, I got needs, man.
Haley?
Oh, God, ew.
Yeah, I think my, like, number one love language is quality time, so I say yes.
It's very normal. They say it's very, very normal. 96% of men, 82% of women. A regular supplement, it says.
Okay.
So don't feel bad about that. Having fantasies that are not about your partner. Red flag, not red flag. Haley?
No.
Spence?
Totally normal.
Kayla?
I would think that would be a red flag.
No. 53% of men, 38% of women admit to thinking about somebody other than their partner. It has nothing to do, according to the findings of the scientists, how happy or attracted they are to their sweetheart. And we're out of time.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get up! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen. Golden Knight fans everywhere. Welcome to the day before. We are approximately 36 hours away. I will never get tired of that. Ever, ever, ever get tired of that. Game one against the hated San Jose Sharks. It was meant to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to be okay. First of all, the no teal ban is still in effect.
Gotcha.
By the way, if you're wearing teal to support some sort of cause or whatever, feel free, but you might want to label the cause.
Right.
You know what I mean? You might want to wear a pin to go with it or...
Okay.
You know, one of those hello, my name is tags that you can just, with a Sharpie, you can write on there.
Like, I support blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Kind of like Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
He went to Texas Tech. So he's at the, you know, the national championship game last night, which was a really great game.
Yeah, it really was.
Really good game. But so he's a Texas Tech guy, and they're sponsored by Under Armour, but he's sponsored by Adidas, so he wants to wear his Texas Tech gear. But it's all Under Armour stuff. So he's kind of stuck. So he took stickers, and he covered all of the places where it said Under Armour, and he wrote Adidas in Sharpie. You know what I'm saying? So if you absolutely feel the need to wear teal over the next 10 days, and just maybe, you know, make slight adjustments one way or another.
Okay.
I think we're in pretty good shape. And here to tell us why is your boy Spence. I'll just let you explain the entire thing.
So back on March 24th, Detroit beat the Golden Knights 3-2. And I posted a photo because that night Colton and from The Bachelor and Cassie were there in their jerseys hugging. They rang the siren, the whole thing. And I tweeted out, I'm saying it now, if the Golden Knights season takes a turn for the worse, this is why, with a picture of them. Well, they went on a 5-game losing streak. And after every game, I'd post something different with that photo saying, basically, Colton, return the jersey. You're screwing up the season, the whole thing.
With respect, and with respect, we appreciated your little campaign of bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
But Kayla and I were kind of like, dude.
Yeah. It was a stretch.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's how we, and so this is why he has been very gracious and said we, but I give a lot of credit to your boy Spence over here.
So after every loss, I'd post the same thing. Return the jersey. Hashtag return the jersey. And then during the ACMs, Colton and Cassie are in town. They're walking the red carpet. Our friends Rachel and Sean are there to interview.
Fox 5 from the Moore Show.
Yeah. Yep. And the hockey hoax comes up. Or the hockey jinx.
You want to hear? You want to? Yeah. Okay.
By the way, you came to a Golden Knights game.
Yes.
Are you cheering our team on? We in the playoffs.
We felt sort of bad because they went on a little losing streak after we came. So
heard.
We heard. Yes. Your guys' fans are very passionate, and they didn't like the fact that they went on a losing streak after we were there.
By the way, I love the jerseys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, yeah, right? They were like requesting that we either burn them or send them back. And we're like, no, we're keeping them.
I didn't tell you.
Now we're very superstitious.
Is this the vindication music right here? I believe.
Play it.
No, that's not the right music. Hang on a second. We haven't played it in a while, so I'm making sure I've got the right thing here. Let's try this one. Is this the vindication music? Let's see. No, that's not the vindication music.
What is the vindication?
I'm very well planned out today, as you can tell. Let me see. Is it this one? It might be this one. Yes. Vindication! Vindication is his! They have acknowledged the protest. I believe they have changed their ways. Yeah, by the way, did they give the jerseys back?
No. No, but it just shows, if you have only 123 followers, you can make things
you
happen.
You can still get to the Bachelor.
You can make a difference. That's right.
Yeah.
You can make a difference. My guess is they're not going to show their faces around T-Mobile Arena anytime again soon.
No.
I don't think so.
They're not welcome.
Well, we're proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
I won't question you ever again.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I know. Even I know better than that.
For the day.
But Spence's protest has been heard. Yeah.
Get a good feeling. Yeah.
Kayla, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is the story of Gretchen. She's a very sweet but a very shy German Shepherd. And it's also the story of her owner, Chris Cimino, who adopted Gretchen back in 2013. And Gretchen, once again, super skittish, super nervous about people. In fact, Chris said her mistrust of just about everybody outside of the family was pretty evident. She ended up warming up to the mailman of all people, Fernando Barboza. Fernando would bring Gretchen a treat every day. Oh. So Gretchen ended up waiting by the door for him every day, and they formed a bond. Fernando went to deliver the mail at Gretchen's house the other day, and Gretchen wasn't there. Instead, there was a note It said, Gretchen passed away yesterday. She asked me to ask you if you would share her treats. I thought it was going to get you. I didn't think it would get me. She asked me to ask you if you would share her treats that she never got to finish with the other dogs on your route. And the letter came with a bag of bone-shaped treats stapled to it. She always enjoyed seeing you come to the door and was always happy to get a snack from you. So Fernando's daughter, the mailman's daughter, shared that on Twitter. And as of yesterday, it had nearly 1 million likes.
Oh.
So I'm not crying. You're crying. I don't know. I got to be honest. I'm not sure if this is the good feeling story of the day or not. I don't know.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Even crusty old Spence is crying.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
All right, little Jess, who's on the phone today?
That's Isaac Rubio from Henderson.
Isaac, how you feeling, brother?
Excited.
I like it. We're excited for you. Take a big deep breath. Keep yourself calm. Keep yourself focused. Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Excellent. See, you're one for one already. And are you going to be cootering today, sir?
Not today.
Not today. Not today. Not you. No point to it. It just doesn't even serve any purpose. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one.
Okay.
Archaeologists have discovered a 2,000-year-old elixir of immortality in what country?
Europe.
Which airline CEO surprised passengers alike by going through a plane collecting trash?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Which star of TV and film officially announced yesterday that they're writing a memoir?
Will Smith.
Who got booed at a Katy Perry concert at the Final Four?
Jim Bob Cooter.
You are out of time, brother.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
Come on in and put your feet up.
Oh, really?
Come on in and kick back. Just have a nice time.
Okay.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one.
If you're joshing me, I might be very upset with you.
I'm not.
Okay.
I wouldn't. Not today, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Good. I believe as the saying goes.
Not today.
I wouldn't. You never get to hear that.
I never get to hear that.
All right. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time to start when I read the first one. Archaeologists discovered a 2,000-year-old elixir of immortality in which country?
Israel.
What airline CEO surprised passengers and crew alike by going through a plane collecting trash?
Delta.
Which star of TV and film officially announced yesterday that they're writing a memoir?
Tom Selleck.
Who got booed at a Katy Perry concert at the Final Four?
Charles Barkley.
And a new Alzheimer's study found that the risk of memory problems later in life can be reduced by eating what?
Garlic.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
Well, it was a little tougher than originally anticipated. Let's see how we did. I gotta be honest with you, Isaac. I think Spence gave you some credibility here. Because he struggled at the beginning as well. Yeah. Archaeologists discovered a 2,000-year-old elixir of immortality in what country? Isaac said.
Europe?
Continent, not country, but okay. And Spence said?
Israel.
No, China.
Oh, okay.
2,000-year-old elixir of immortality in some old clay pot, and I guess they thought it would help them to live longer back in the day. They say it's not booze. It's something else.
Ginseng, I think.
My guess.
St. John's wort?
Which airline CEO surprised passengers and crew alike by going through a plane collecting trash, Isaac said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And pick an airline, bro. Spence said?
Delta.
JetBlue.
Okay.
Oh.
Still no points. You still got a shot, Isaac.
Yeah, he didn't.
Or does he?
I believe we've lost Isaac.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Good.
All right.
Which star of TV and film officially announced yesterday that they are writing a memoir? Isaac said.
Will Smith.
Smart choice. Not the right one, though. Spencer.
Tom Selleck.
It's Tom Selleck, and it took three. It's been a long time since we've gone three questions to get out.
Yeah.
Been a long time. One zip, Spence. Who got booed at a Katy Perry concert at the Final Four? Isaac said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Maybe, but not the one we're looking for. Spencer.
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley went on stage at the Katy Perry concert and said the Timberwolves suck. I haven't been back here in a long time because the Timberwolves suck. They didn't appreciate it very much.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But
booyah! Booyah!
Two for Spence. And a new Alzheimer's study found that the risk of memory problems later on in life can be reduced by eating what? And Isaac said.
Ran out of time.
Ran out of time. Oh. Too many ums and uhs. And Spence said.
Garlic.
Garlic is correct. They say if you eat garlic, it helps your brain power. And for Spence, obviously ate a little garlic last night because he got one,
booyah!
A two, booyah! And three. Booyah! That's all he needs.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
It was so funny. I saw a post the other day over the weekend. I was looking at Facebook, and somebody, this girl admittedly says, I'm not a sports fan. I've never been a sports fan. The Golden Knights have made me into a sports fan. And now I'm going to have to get into baseball as well. She goes, it's amazing. All these professional teams that we have here now in Las Vegas. I'm going to have to go to the new ballpark and see the Aviators when the Red Sox come to town, because my dad would be proud, she said.
That's adorable.
Not realizing that it's on Major League, but listen, this is a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
This Las Vegas ballpark opening tonight, the Aviators' first game, you know, they've been the 51s for years, and Cashman was good, not great, and I get it, and it's a hike for a lot of folks to kind of go there, and wasn't always the best neighborhood and all those kind of things, and it kept folks away.
Yep.
I think this beautiful new ballpark will change that.
Yeah.
A little bit, even though it's still more of a hike for a lot of folks.
A lot of people.
Sure.
This is out there, you know. I mean, if you don't go to downtown Summerlin, you ain't going here. But right.
My buddy and I live in Henderson, and we'll go out there for a couple of games. So
live in a real city and see what it's like to actually have to go somewhere to go to a game.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always laughed about people. And Sam Boyd Stadium, too. Oh, so far. You know what I mean? If you live in the suburbs in a real city, you got to go. When I say real city, I mean like big and spread out.
And unlike Sam Boyd Stadium, this still has the Aviator Stadium has that new stadium smell.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Tonight, throwing out the first pitch is our buddy Haley Dawson. Her mom, Young, is on the phone. Hey, Young.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So how long ago did they call you for this? Because it seems like it's fairly recent.
Well, you know, I reached out to them and said, hey, can she come out and throw out a pitch sometime this season? I figured it just makes sense, right? It's Las Vegas. And a few weeks ago, I got an email asking if she would throw out the first pitch on opening night. And I was pretty shocked by that. You know, and then I got UNLV involved, and they built her a new hand, and I mean, the whole thing is just awesome.
Yeah, she's got a new Aviator's hand.
How many hands does Haley have now?
I think this is her 40th one.
I was going to say, it's got to be close to 40.
Wow.
I'm still waiting for the Chet Buchanan Show hand, but that's all right. That's cool. I thought we were family, but okay. Maybe not. I love too hard. That's the problem. That's my problem. I love too hard and too fast.
Yeah, you can't smother him, Chet. You have to just let her breathe.
You know me.
Yeah. When it stops moving, let go.
Jesus, Young, did you hear that story yesterday? So I meet this new group of people last Friday night, and I want them to like me so bad. And I realized it's a problem. I have severe FOMO.
Yeah.
And I have a severe need to be liked. And honestly, just saying it out loud has helped it. I've calmed down. I can feel it internally.
Good.
I've calmed down greatly.
Everybody does like you. So, you know, you have nothing to worry about.
I don't know. The list of people who don't is long yet distinguished. And I'm just more than paranoid. So I meet this woman, and I want her to like me so bad that I high-fived her four times in the first 20 minutes. Am I right? High five, idiot.
And you're not a high five guy.
No, I'm not high five. High five and white guy.
Like every once in a while, you and I will do it, but.
But here's the thing. That was fine. It was the two chest bumps. That
That's
really
what's
it. Too much.
So
I'm going to high five you next time I see you.
You brought it up, buddy.
See? And I put myself out there, and this is what I get back.
I'm a kisser.
Oh, my God. That's well, great. We love you, and we're really proud of you. So is this going to be a quiet summer now, or are you guys still going out and doing first pitches and go to ballparks, or do you get to let her – does she get to be a kid this summer?
You know, we're going to go to a few ballparks just to see some games, but just as a fan, you know, nothing, no pitches. We were invited to the Hall of Fame induction. We're still trying to decide if we're going.
Dude, how so, can what's the question here?
Well, you know, it's going to be really hot, and
– says the girl living in Vegas.
Well, hot and sweaty. There's a difference,
right? Yeah, no, it's
right?
Steamy.
That's true.
Steamy, yeah. In Cooperstown.
And her Orioles hand is going into the National Hall of Fame Museum. So, you know.
That's awesome.
We'll see about that. So yeah, we'll see what we're going to do.
Oh, we might not go. I don't know. It's just the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me right now?
Cool.
Oh, my God. Couldn't love you more than I do.
Sweaty and hot, and you know.
It's too. Why didn't you guys, when they put your hand in the Hall of Fame, why didn't you go, it's too sweaty. I didn't want to sweat.
You know what? I could just imagine, you know, years down the line, Bryce Harper is being inducted. I can't make it. It's too hot and sweaty.
Too sweaty. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to get sweat in my beard.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wait. We need you here for a second. Can you hang for one more second?
Sure.
Because it's time for a P1 Sports. It's a P1 Sports. P1's Court. All right, this, so funny, while I was going through Facebook, I saw this on Sunday. It's all I did. I sat on the couch for so long in the same place on Sunday that my butt hurt.
Oh, wow.
Literally, my legs started to fall asleep, like when you sit too long on the toilet when you're on Twitter. So, a friend of mine who will remain nameless. Last night, our sitter's boyfriend showed up at our house while we were out. She didn't tell us he was coming over. We saw it on our front door camera. Is this grounds for immediate termination? And she posted the text exchange. How did the baby go down? Was he upset? Yes, he was. Ha ha. But he got over it pretty quickly. Hey, we saw on the camera some guy show up and he didn't leave. Are you okay? Really smart way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's my boyfriend! !! Sorry, he was going to bring me food. Is that okay? There wasn't food in his hands, so we didn't know who he was. Would feel more comfortable with you letting us know ahead of time before bringing people over. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. He was going to come here and go get it. Sorry, that was my bad for not asking first. He'll leave. Yes, please, and thank you. Let's start with Young. Are you firing the babysitter when the boyfriend comes over unannounced?
It's a job. Do you bring your boyfriend to work? No, you don't.
So you fire him?
Well, I guess it depends on, you know, how long has she been a babysitter, all that stuff. But for the most part, I think I would, because that's something you would talk about first.
Little Jess is about to burst, and I'm going to keep her on ice for a couple of minutes just because it's fun. I strong feelings on this?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, really? In the middle?
No, I'm not in the middle. I'm stern about what I would do.
Excellent. So, stern. Okay, so in this situation, the baby's not that old, and I believe it's their first. So they haven't been a babysitter that long. Fire them or not fire them.
Fire.
Yeah, I think you have to.
I think you have to.
702-364-9898. Here's what's fun. Young, we love you. Give Haley a squeeze for us.
Love you guys too.
And the rest of the people in your family that we don't care about. I'm just joking. Give Zach a hug and your husband to shake his hand for me. All right,
we'll do.
I'll see you.
Bye, Young.
So fire or not fire?
I give her one more shot, personally. But I'm curious to know, because Little Jess is the only one that I know that, like, you have a kid So you have to really, I mean, that's your kid. You really have to trust that person. So, like, I would think that if they're watching your kid and she's been doing a good job.
I can't believe
that.
You, the arbiter of all rules and laws.
Yeah, America's hall monitor.
I am shocked.
I know. This is the whole thing is I'm just like, I want to think that her intentions were pure.
Please to be stopping everything for just a moment. Final exam today. Kayla's title, America's hall monitor.
America's hall monitor. I'll take that. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but yet you're going, this rule was violated. I'll step right out there. Fired immediately.
Okay.
The sanctity of your home has been violated. She didn't ask. She knew what she was doing. This is not, don't play coy with me. And had there not been a doorbell camera, he would still be there right now, hiding in the closet. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you not know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, I think I would give her another chance. Is what I would do anyhow, because you hit her up and you were like, hey, you know, why is he there? Oh, he's bringing me food. There is a chance that he genuinely was trying to bring her food.
When you were babysitting, did you get caught sneaking a boyfriend in? Is that why you're soft on this one?
When I used to babysit, I didn't date a whole lot. I had a boyfriend in high school, but like, I guess when I was, I just.
Keep in mind, Kayla's the one who wants jail time for jaywalking. That's actually
real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hi, you know what I realized? So, yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it, but it's opening day.
Yeah.
Which in a lot of cities, Chicago, St. Louis, they go upside down. Milwaukee, Boston, Cincinnati. I mean, with major league towns, they go crazy for opening day for the first home game for the baseball season. And I think now that we have this beautiful new stadium and it just seems different with the team. Like for a lot of people, they're like, oh, we've got a team now.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's the same. We had the 51s for years and the Stars before that, and it's all been the same team.
Right.
But it's just got different jerseys and names and whatnot. But it does have that feel of just newness to it. Yeah. So happy opening day, everybody.
I love it.
So for the opening day, and it's important with baseball because you got to know the weather.
Yep.
For the game. Although in Las Vegas, whatever. Mm. But no, 83. And I don't know about anybody else's phone. I get updates. Like, I get these these notifications. Warning, warning, high wind warning today, which probably isn't really great for baseball, but whatever.
No, Ted Pretty was saying that, hey, if you're going to go out to the ballpark, bring a sweater or something because of the wind.
Like it'll make it cold?
Yeah, I guess. That's all I read was he was saying.
There's enough chill to
it's what a sweater means. I guess I don't need it explained. Yeah. I suppose, yeah.
Cover your face from the dust and debris.
Well, that's what I thought, because you're going to get pelted with stuff. You need an extra layer.
Wear a mask.
Maybe. P1's court. So Wanda brings up a great question on this. So the babysitter brought her boyfriend over, didn't ask first. They caught him. They caught him on the front door camera. And a friend of mine had posted this. Initially, it was fairly split, but it's swung a solid 85% one direction on this.
Hmm.
They want to know if it's grounds for termination. I say without a doubt, with a caveat. Wanda, let's let you go first. You had a question?
So my question is, did they set down ground rules for her?
Do you have to tell the babysitter that it's not okay to bring your boyfriend over?
I kind of think they needed to say, we don't want anyone here. You know, you're welcome to eat anything in the fridge, blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of thing. If they didn't do that, then that's kind of on them. But I would, if it was me, though, I would probably fire her.
I asked the same question. Here was the response I got. I never said she couldn't, but I figured that's a common sense kind of thing. You don't bring a stranger into someone's house.
Well, the whole thing is, if she's there for the protection of the baby, make sure baby's not choking and eating and changed, and if boyfriend's over, oh, that stuff's not going to happen.
Yeah, you can't do that while you're making out with your boyfriend on the couch.
Dereliction of duty.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Court-martialed for that.
Then you need a different kind of protection.
He's gone.
When you're on the couch with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, so fire or don't fire? Yeah. I think so, too. The more I've thought about it, even the more now that I've said it out loud, my only thing was, you have to, in your own mind, can you ever trust them again? Are you able to 100% trust them, or is it going to be in the back of your mind?
It'll always be in the back of my mind for sure. Yeah, the trust is, you know, broken a little bit.
Here's my thing. Everyone makes mistakes. So it's like, okay, she made a mistake and clearly you guys don't like it. So maybe she can fix that. That's the only reason I'm saying, like,
I can't believe America's hall monitor is saying this.
It's the weirdest thing because you guys know I love rules. I really do like following the rules and doing everything like that. It's just one of those things for me that I'm like, I feel like she really was genuinely sorry that she made a mistake.
I've sat back. So, how did you gather that?
Oh, he came over to bring me food.
She's piled a lie on top of it.
Well, you're assuming she's piled a lie on it. She told you why he
came
over.
You're assuming she's sorry.
That's the whole thing is, I'm like, she said that she made a mistake, so I'm only going by the facts that were presented that that's what she said.
It's a lie. You know that's a lie. How do you not believe that's a lie?
I don't know. I guess I just want to believe that she made a mistake and that she can fix her ways.
Fair enough. You're certainly allowed to disagree.
Well, by God, there are cameras everywhere. So if she's going to do it again, then she's just stupid.
Then she's stupid. Exactly.
She might be stupid to begin with.
Maybe.
The only way she's going to learn from this is if you do fire her. So now she knows going into the next. No. I think it's true.
Who are you and what have you done with Kayla Jo Walker?
She made an infraction and firing. I mean, that's like saying that, like, you brought someone in here and then the boss didn't like who you brought in here. So then they're going to fire you.
But we're there's not taking care of babies.
And there's our girl. She used the term infraction. Mm-hmm. America's hall monitor is back. Is back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just shocked. I'm surprised. I thought when I first said we were going to do this, I went, there is no way in the world Kayla would like jail time. For that, I mean, you know what I mean. For the boyfriend for trespassing. I mean, I'm surprised. I'm surprised you didn't think that they should both take a beating.
Old school way.
Oh yeah, Uber driver Cheryl, fire or not fire?
Oh, she's fired. I don't know what's wrong with Kayla today. I would agree with you. I would believe that she would have went the other way. But sometimes you just feel a little generous. So maybe she's so generous today.
You know what? Kayla's in her womanly ways. She's just keeping us guessing. Mm. Her feminine wiles.
Yes,
you never know. You never know what to expect from that one. She's a wild card.
Now, this will be a rarity.
She definitely piled lies on top of lies, and that means that she's can't be trusted. So she would have to get fired. Unless she's a family member or someone that you really can't get rid of, then that's the only way she would get an exception.
Nope, but, cut her out of the will. She doesn't get to go to grandma's birthday anymore.
She definitely gets fired from the job of having people come in. If he was at the door, it's different, and she didn't let him in, then that means that she was actually, you know, doing what she should do, even though she has the pressure of a boyfriend. But if he came inside the house, she is fired.
Yeah, you know what? You just brought up another point that I'll get to in a second. Spence has been dying to get in on this.
Y'all act like you haven't been teenagers before.
Yeah.
Ease up on the girl. And so, no, you don't fire her. And however, have to name the result of the unplanned pregnancy after me.
Bingo.
Bingo. Gotcha.
No.
Little Spencer.
Yeah.
I guess for me, like, I would only trust someone with my kid. I wouldn't have a random stranger in there. So, like, I would trust someone, like a friend's daughter. So if she made a mistake like this, I'd be like, hey, just don't let it happen again. So that way, like, it's not like a random stranger bringing another random stranger into the house. Does that make sense?
You know what? I'd like to once again impart the wisdom of a very wise man. I believe I heard this 5 or 6 years ago. Y'all act like you haven't been teenagers before. Oh, no. You just said that.
I did. That's me.
Which, by the way, Kayla, this is me digging my feet in over here. This is me digging my heels in. Y'all act like you haven't been teenagers before. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knew exactly why she shouldn't be doing it. You know better. You're not that stupid. And if you are that stupid, oh, I didn't know it'd be a problem to have my boyfriend come over while I'm babysitting. And by the way, she texted him first. Hey, I'm babysitting. Come over. Here's the address. I guarantee at some point there's, you go in her phone, there's a text that says that.
Okay.
You think she didn't know?
She may have.
Again, I don't even know you anymore. I don't even know you. Oh, our buddy Yahtzee. Hi, Yahtzee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, buddy. So you've got, okay. So you and your hot boyfriend go out for a lovely night, and you leave the baby at home. Not so much a baby anymore, but you leave her at home, and you expect her to be safe. Boyfriend shows up. You see it on the camera. Do you fire her immediately, or do you give her another chance?
Fire her, definitely.
And why?
So, mainly because in middle school, I had a friend that babysat for her neighbors and stuff, and she did it on a regular basis. All the time, her boyfriend would come. Like, you know, they're within the same neighborhood. The boyfriend lives within the same neighborhood. And she would call him after the kids went to sleep, and he'd come over, and they'd hang out. And then she got caught, but, like, obviously, like, there wasn't Ring and doorbell or anything like that. I think a neighbor saw him coming, and the neighbor told the parents, and the parents were like, hey, you know, like, what happened? And she's like, oh, you know, like, we were just studying or something, and then so she's like, it won't happen again, don't worry about it. And he still kept coming over with her, like, even after. Like, they were just more sneaky about it. He'd come in through the back door so nobody would see him.
Yeah,
so it's not that she didn't know. Like, she definitely knew. Like, my friend was doing it, like, almost every weekend that she was babysitting. You know, it was, like, her weekend job. And she was, like, continuously having her boyfriend come over to, like, these houses where she was babysitting. Like, supposed to be babysitting because, yeah, they were on the couch making out. Like, and if he had a car to go get her food, they're old enough to know, like, yeah, you shouldn't be at where I'm supposed to be working watching the kids. Like,
dang, look at Yahtzee bringing the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Have a great day.
Yeah, no, definitely fire her.
All right. We'll see you soon. Say hi
bye
to Lily. Say hi to Lilybug. Give Lilybug a hug for us. All right, bye. That's some damning evidence right there, isn't it? That is a compelling argument, is
it not?
You're
not going to turn me. Like, I know how I feel about it.
Stick
like,
to your guns, Kayla.
Exactly.
That's right.
If I was in this situation, I would not fire the girl.
By the way, I've gotten three personal texts in just, like, the last 2 minutes of people going, get Kayla to admit she has done this. Tell the truth.
Nope.
No? But now, to be fair, Brittany says, give the girl another chance. Why do you say that?
I mean, I think Spence hit it right on the head. Like, we've all been teenagers, and we've done silly stuff. And, I mean, and if I have cameras in and out of the house, oh, girl, you're not going to do it again. You're not going to try me again. I'm going to know. So, hopefully, I'll give it a benefit of the doubt. You screwed up. Now, I don't necessarily agree with Kayla. I don't think she's sorry. I think she's sorry she got caught. She's sorry she got caught, but she's not sorry that she did it. No. Let's hope she doesn't do it again. Now, my 8-year-old has been listening this whole time, and, oh, mama, we have to fire her. She has to go right now. He is, like, every time somebody says fire, he's looking at me. She told you they need to be fired.
You know what's funny, too, as a kid, innocently, I might have been the one to drop dime on the babysitter and not even know I was doing it. Oh, yeah. So what did you guys do while we were out? Oh, I met this really nice boy, but he didn't have a shirt on.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Jet Buchanan.
Here's the thing that we've got to figure out right now before we go any further. Kayla Showbiz SmackDown coming up in a minute. Let me make sure I'm not – actually, what do I care? I was like, let me make sure I'm not blowing up one of the questions. What do we care?
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
If it gives it to you, I don't care.
Yeah,
it's multiple
right?
choice anyway. It's the easiest game on the planet.
Yeah, we're helping.
Exactly.
Who in your estimation right now is the real Canadian Prince of Pop? Who is it? Is it Justin Bieber or is it Shawn Mendes? Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did.
Somebody put a magazine cover out in Canada with Shawn Mendes, said Prince of Pop. Bieber Instagrammed, said, gonna have to break a few more records to dethrone my title there, bud. And then it says, parentheses, Canadian voice. But if you want, we can play hockey for it. But I heard you're a real bender on the ice. We could just drop the buckets and tilt for it. Which made me very happy. And then Bieber was just, he goes, there is no competition. It's a playful joke, people. Relax. There's no sides. We're all just here to make dope music. I'm just competitive as he is. So it was just a little playful jargon. And then Shawn Mendes says, LOL, anytime, any day, just let me know. Who is the real Canadian Prince of Pop? Shawn Mendes or Justin Bieber?
Shawn Mendes. Justin Bieber hasn't come out with anything in forever. So I just go by current. It's Shawn Mendes.
I thought about that. I was headed that direction till I actually did this out loud. Now, I think Biebs is still there.
Mm. Oh, of course he is.
The Chet Buchanan Show Stats and Research Department, better known as Spence, is now furiously typing away at his laptop because I know he wants to do some sort of, which he'll appreciate, Kayla. He wants to do some sort of numerical analysis.
Sure.
Well, I don't even have that up because I don't have the time to do it, but haven't had anything in a while. He had No Brainer. He's had Despacito. He's had all these. He's had
all the songs he was featured on.
Within the last 18 months?
I get it. But Shawn Mendes has had the same opportunities to be featured, but he's not featured because he's not Canadian's Prince of Pop. Justin Bieber is. There's just more hits.
Well stated, sir.
How many hits? Name the Shawn Mendes hits.
All the songs. Just all of them.
Yes, you know what they are.
Every single Shawn Mendes song ever.
Yeah, you know. What? I don't need to, Spence.
On air. Online. On the app.
Check out the Chet Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Contestant number one today, little Jess, is whom?
Samantha Apor from Henderson.
Hey, Samantha, what's your buzzer going to be?
Hey, good morning. It's going to be Boom Boom.
Boom Boom. With a little more hot sauce on it, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
boom, boom,
boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
Got it, girl. Atta girl. And contestant number two, little Jess?
Pedro Ortiz.
Pedro, what part of town are you from, Pedro?
I'm from Northtown. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What's your buzzer gonna be? That's an old Spence classic right there. Sure. Spence, speaking of him, is the judge who shall not be questioned. He will be deciding who buzzes in first. Kayla is the asker of the questions, and here's question number one.
So which Avengers actor says he would love to play James Bond? Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, or Tom Hiddleston?
Boom, boom.
I've got to give it to Pedro.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Correct. Kayla has done a full breakdown. Now, here's the deal. So Idris Elba, right, has been the front runner for a long time to be James Bond.
Yes, after Daniel Craig's done.
And then Chris Hemsworth has said, I would like to as well. Kayla has done a full Idris versus Chris breakdown.
So Idris is actually 46. And if you do a Daniel Craig comparison, because Daniel Craig's been 007 for the last 13 years, he started his role when he was 38. So a little bit of an age difference there, considering Chris is 35.
And
so
therefore you give the edge to whom?
Chris.
The edge to Chris on that
one. Okay. Point one.
And then Idris is
actually British, so point one there for him.
But Chris is
Australian.
So point two.
Idris
is okay. And then their what's the word I'm looking for? Synergy with the role?
Yes.
Then Idris?
Idris actually played a detective on a successful show.
But
so
Chris?
Chris is Thor, so he's already been typecast in a major role.
So he may overshadow. The Thorness may overshadow.
The 007-ness.
Because they haven't really had a big you know, star.
Yeah.
Even though Idris has been
sexy. He's a big
sexy
star, but he hasn't had that one.
He's been sexiest man alive and all that kind of stuff, but Chris Hemsworth is Chris Hemsworth.
He is sexiest
so
man
the,
alive.
So the edge on that one is to who?
Idris.
And therefore, with a 2-1 score, who should be the next James Bond then?
Idris Elba.
Wow, how about that?
think so. I think you're right.
Good. All right, then. And in our game of Kayla Showbiz SmackDown, Pedro was up 1-0. Here's question 2.
In her podcast, who said she is going to expose Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag? Is it Audrina Patridge, Misha Barton, or Stephanie Pratt?
Well, that was different, but that's Pedro still. That was a different version of that, wasn't it?
It's different language.
My voice out of the rap.
You went pigeon on us.
Yeah. Oh, what's your answer, buddy?
Audrina.
Is it Audrina Patridge? No.
Samantha, is it Misha Barton or Stephanie Pratt?
Stephanie Pratt.
Is it Stephanie Pratt? Yeah, it sure is. And boy, Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag, and Stephanie Pratt. Three names I never have to hear again. Yeah,
right?
All right. They're a hot mess of a family.
I'd even forgotten that there was a Stephanie Pratt. Honest to goodness, I had to think about that for a minute.
I'm sure they'll be hosting a night at a club sometime soon down on the strip.
Spencer, yeah. Spencer and Heidi, if you had to ask me what the worst interview that there ever was on this show, Spencer and Heidi might be it.
Oh, God.
Followed reasonably close second by Bradley Cooper. Reasonably close second. Tied at 1, going to the all-important third and final question. Because we are one day away from the Golden Knights in the playoffs, we'll make this the all-important third and final question worth one big Golden Knights game-winning point.
Which famous designer got married in a secret intimate wedding on Saturday? Was that Marc Jacobs, Christian Siriano, or Brandon Maxwell?
I have to give it to Samantha.
Marc Jacobs.
Is it Marc Jacobs for the controversial win? Dramatic pause. Pedro, I've got to be honest. Spencer the judge and shall not be questioned. Woo-woo. Check the tape on that one. I don't know. It was close.
It's like that thing.
I kind of feel like my macaque was kind of there first, but it's cool. It's cool.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Pedro, you're a good man. We hope that you call and play again soon, and thank you so much for listening.
I will. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Have a great day. Samantha, though, nice job. We have passes for you to go fly Link at the Link. And even more. And even, yes, it's sweet.
Woo!
And even sweeter, that belt around your waist, that trophy raised high above your head as today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Did you ever run away when you were a kid?
No.
Did you ever do it?
I think I did, yeah. My mom said she'd help me pack my bags.
Yeah, but you never did it. You never actually packed stuff and left
did.
The house.
Nah.
Did you ever run away when you were a kid?
Nah, I had it too good.
I think like every kid, I threatened it. My mom said, if you go outside of that door, you are never coming back.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was a bad idea. An 8-year-old boy from Russia ran away from home to, quote, travel around the world, according to a note that he left his mom. Officials located the boy, who is not being publicly identified, hours later. He was unharmed, I think. He was unharmed, but told police that he was already tired from his globetrotting after he had ridden 3 buses and walked around.
Wow.
Pretty good adventure. Police said they found him on a street with his piggy bank.
Oh.
3 encyclopedias, a toy, and a banana. Should he get hungry on his journey?
Oh, yes.
Social media has gone upside down. An 8-year-old boy from Astrakhan undertakes a around-the-world trip by foot, whereas I complain when I have to travel across town, one Twitter user joked. and a bunch of people just going crazy. One private language school in Russia even commended the boy's spirit and offered to, quote, teach the young explorer from Astrakhan English for free for a full year.
Ah, nice.
Aww. So
yeah, no, I thought that was cute. That is a cute story.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
America's hall monitor, Kayla, will appreciate this, even though she was in favor of fracturing rules earlier today.
That is a circumstantial thing. We're back to rules now.
I think you'll love this. In Bulgaria, spam email is legal. Oh, no, you're not in favor of this. Sorry. I read this wrong at first. Spam email is legal in Bulgaria. Know where you get in trouble is if you try to create an anti-spam policy.
Really?
No, yeah, that's dumb. Don't be for that.
No, no, I'm not.
You're against that, and I support you being against that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Q-tips. Q-tips, original name. They were called something else before Q-tips. Do you know that?
No.
Do you know what they were called? Do you know what they were called?
I don't.
You're acting like you might know what they were called.
I'm just trying to think about what they could be called. I don't know.
Puffy ear jabbers?
Wax removers? I don't know.
Yeah, cotton wax removers.
Baby gays.
Ah.
I don't know what that means.
No.
They just did. There's a word for putting makeup on your face. Do you know what that is?
I do.
I bet you do.
I really do.
No, I'm sure you do.
You're
a bit of a wordsmith yourself. You're a smart guy. An educated man, self-taught.
It's also a funny word.
Is a funny word. Do you know what it's called when you put makeup on your face?
Mm-mm.
Tell him, Spence.
It's called farting.
Farting with a D. Farting with a D is the act of putting makeup on your face. The San Diego Padres are the only team in Major League Baseball. No one else shares this honor with the San Diego Padres. They're the only ones that have never had a pitcher throw a no-hitter. Isn't that crazy? They've been around since 1969. 10 no-hitters thrown against them, but never one thrown by them.
Use that to crush a Padres fan's soul. My friend Nacho is a huge Padre fan.
They know.
Oh, I know, but it's his birthday this weekend. I'm just going to go, hey,
all you have to do is look at the standings for the past 25 years.
and trust me, they know. Fun fact, you know when what you do is you go, hey, so you're getting that no-hitter this year? Probably not.
I love that.
Have you been to Petco?
No, I haven't.
So good. My wife
I heard it's cool, yeah.
My wife and I dream of that. We should be doing it this weekend. We're dopes. We're not gonna. When The Shining first came out in 1980, wouldn't you agree, one of the great movies of all time?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I'll bet it's on a bunch of those lists of, you know, top 100 movies
classics
ever. Huh? Mixed reviews, 0 Oscar nominations, and 2 nominations at the very first Razzie Awards.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
God, we just saw a TV commercial for Rob Lowe. Man, is he good looking.
Good looking man.
That's a good looking man.
He is a sexy man.
What do you think if I start the interview like that on Friday? GD it, Rob Lowe. You're good looking. Uh-huh.
What are you drinking?
think it'll put him at ease, or will
you throw, can't be the first
we'll throw
one.
Him off a little bit.
No, I think he's so used to people calling him that.
Doggone it, Rob Lowe. Just want to let you know, brother. You're just one man to another. You're a damn good looking fella.
I think you should do it.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
And then we have a great story. Rob Lowe, it's Friday. I'm excited. Friday is the end of a long quest that we didn't even know we were on until we started telling stories the other day off, you know, while we're prepping the show. We actually have a, I don't know, it's like 8-10 years. We still haven't figured out how long it's been.
Yeah.
We go back with Rob Lowe and didn't even realize it.
Really?
You'll have to listen on Friday. But first, we are
the greatest person in the world.
Long way between now and then. Would you like to go first?
I will.
All right, then. What you got?
I love me some ice cream. I can have it any season, whether it's cold outside, hot outside. And for me, it doesn't matter the brand of ice cream. It's the flavor. But I bring all that up to say it's free cone day at Ben & Jerry's.
Bam!
I'm going to have me some Cherry Garcia.
is that your favorite?
That's my flavor there.
Love
it. From 12 to 8 today. So, for Ben & Jerry's, for free cone day, you is.
Over in the district, you can do that. They asked me to be a celebrity scooper again, which I was like, really? You want me that close to people's food? Yeah. But all right. No, I did it last year with Frankie Shinta, of all people.
Oh, that's funny.
And we, you know, Frankie's like family.
Yeah.
We had a blast. Co-sign on that just a little bit.
The greatest person in the world.
Spence, what you got?
I'm only going to give this as the greatest person because the Cojones Grande involved in Miss Jennifer Stewart. She's at a car wash in Nashville, and she's breaking into cars. Okay, you shouldn't do that, obviously.
No. At the car wash?
At the car wash. She's breaking into cars. I don't know if they're actually in the act of being washed, but she's in the parking lot breaking
it's
into cars.
Bold move, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one person's not happy with this, so they get in a physical altercation, you know, and the cops show up. And the police go, okay, Ms. Stewart, we're going to put you in the back of the car. And then the officer went to talk to the victim. And, well, Jennifer somehow crawled through the divider from the back seat into the front seat and took the patrol car like she's playing Grand Theft Auto or something.
Holy buckets.
Now, she was pulled over later, and she's being held on a bond about $37,000
worth. Oh, wow.
But, you know, if you get, give you lemons, you steal a cop car, I guess. So,
yes.
Jennifer Stewart of Nashville, you is...
The greatest person
in the world.
In the world.
I thought you were going with the, when you first said it, I was like, oh, I almost did this one. 25-year-old drunk guy fell on his face after he punched a valet outside a bar in Florida last night. The woman who was with him grabbed him by his hair and started slamming his face into her crotch. We're not sure why, but she did. They both got arrested for disorderly conduct. That was almost mine.
That's a good one.
Oh, we should have played Florida, Ohio, or Washington. Because that one could have been a Washington.
Yeah,
could have been in Ohio.
Could have been in Ohio.
A good night on Short North in Columbus. You'll see that. Kayla, who's your greatest person?
On Saturday night, around 11-ish at night, I was already in bed and asleep, and then all of a sudden, like, behind my house, there, it's kind of, like, a little bit away, but not too far. There's a shopping complex and just a few shops in there, and one of the abandoned places, the alarm starts going off. And I'm like, oh, man, it's just fading off. And I'm like, oh, man, what is happening right now? No, but it goes on and
Britney
on.
Spears.
So, baby.
Britney Spears. Yeah. Baby go.
Yeah.
Alarm at the place behind your house.
So the alarm is going off. It's going off all night. Finally, around 3:00 in the morning, I cannot take it anymore. So I call the police department, and they couldn't help at all because I guess they already sent a trooper out. And they're like, oh, we can't find where the sound's coming from. I'm like, well, you can't find the sounds coming from the place that has the light flashing the whole time.
I know where the sound's coming from. Like, allow me to point you in the right direction.
I found a phone number on the side of the building, called that phone number a bunch of times. Nobody answered, obviously. So I was so mad. I had to get up the next morning. I had to run errands. Alarm is still going off, mind you.
What?
Finally, at 1:00 in the afternoon, on Sunday afternoon, fire truck shows up and forced the people to come down and shut the alarm off.
All through the night. Through the morning.
14 hours this alarm was going off.
That happens, though, sometimes. Like, if you leave, like, Nordstrom Rack and you've got something there with a tag on it and the alarm goes off at the door and nobody reacts. It's like, why do you have these at the door? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're not chasing you into the parking
lot. No.
So anyway, thank God for those firefighters and coming out. Honestly, it was driving me bonkers. So to the firefighters who came out.
I would have murdered somebody.
Oh, I would have shotgunned the car for sure.
It was the actual building.
No, it was the building.
I
would have shotgunned the building, though. Your point is made.
So the firefighters who came out and helped out, thank you, and you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Okay, one last impression. Jerry Seinfeld. Do you need a line?
What's the deal with all this airline food?
Yeah, there you go.
Now do it as an alarm.
Airline food. So my actual greatest person. Although now the more I think about it,
yeah, crotch lady. Yeah,
lady who attacked a guy with her crotch. That's pretty good. No, it's but impressive. This guy. You know what? It's us people. We spread joy. We spread love. And I don't mean just us here on the Chet Buchanan Show as we branch out. I don't mean us here at 98.5 KLUC. I don't even mean Intercom Communications Incorporated / Las Vegas. I mean, no, us here, the entire Vegas Valley. We don't realize the joy and the service that we provide to this world. Because there was a guy named, guy from Minnesota. His name is Derek. He was here last week, and he got himself hammered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you, bro. That's your job. Our job is to pour them. Your job is to drink them.
All right.
He was hanging out at Planet Hollywood, drank himself so much that he blacked out.
Oh, dang.
But he was still up around 7 a.m., which, of course, 7 a.m. when you're blackout drunk, that's when you should gamble.
Of course.
And that's exactly when you should go to the sports book and show them all how much you know. So he put $100 down on a crazy parlay bet that involved three different sporting events. He put two different bets on a huge underdog to beat the favorite in the NCAA hockey tournament. He bet that they would win, and then he also placed another bet that the combined score would be six goals or less. Okay, so there's two. Then he also bet that the Minnesota Timberwolves would beat the Golden State Warriors. Not highly likely, but, you know, he's feeling it.
Right.
He's drunk. He's a Minnesota guy.
Absolutely.
Loves his teams. So he bets Timberwolves over Warriors, and he picked the Minnesota Wild to beat the Golden Knights, which, pretty smart bet, but he's mostly it's just because he loves the Wild. They could have been playing anybody. It didn't matter. All four bets have to hit because it's parlay, or he loses $100. So right after he placed the bet, and this is my favorite part of this, right after he placed the bet, he went to his room. Was he staying at Planet Hollywood? No, are you kidding me? My man's staying at Holiday Inn. So he went back to Holiday Inn where the doors open to the outside and passed out and missed all of those games that were playing. He woke up, didn't even remember placing the bet. The whole thing hit $26,000. Yeah. Planet Hollywood told him it was the biggest four-leg parlay that they have ever, ever had to pay out. So, hey, Derek, way to go, dude. Way to stay in your lane. Way to play your role. Way to do what you're supposed to do. Next time, you know what? Come back and leave that $26,000 next time. Mm-hmm. But for today, you just are
the greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tomorrow, right now, tentative time, 6:45. Find out why a dad has told his daughter's boyfriend why he shouldn't ask her to marry him.
Okay. The dad doesn't want him to propose.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, dad says don't do it.
Oh, interesting.
Dad says don't do it. I'm like, and I think this guy's going to do it anyway. Just first blush on the story. I think this guy's going to do it anyway. Literally, we're clearing stuff out to do this tomorrow. Plus, Asia Wilson. It's the WNBA draft. Asia Wilson from the Aces. Last year's number one pick in the draft. Aces have the number one pick in the draft again this year. So she's going to come in. We'll hang out for a minute.
Okay.
So good. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Erica Gallo.
P1D1, original fan. First generation P1D1, yeah, right. Erica Gallo.
Yes.
From what part of town?
Northtown.
Hey. And we are all just 1,000% shocked that Kayla has acted in such a fashion.
Yes.
By not believing, of all people that we thought would want this babysitter fired for having her boyfriend over without permission, Kayla said, nah, give her another chance, which was only shocking because Kayla is America's what?
Hall monitor.
Kayla's America's hall monitor.
We're proud right there.
Kayla's America's hall monitor. Somebody's moving things around in my music stack right now, and I'm sorry, now we're... Things are all confused. Congratulations. You have won tickets to go see Rob Lowe Stories I Only Tell My Friends at Planet Hollywood on Saturday night, all right?
Thank you, yes.
You know what? Since people are playing with my stuff in here, somebody literally has gone into the computer and started moving stuff around.
Jerks.
It's no good.
And I'm not quite sure I understand why, and I'm not even quite sure I understand how. And now I'm trying to fix this. So why don't we just leave it at this, and we'll say, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're screwing with us, and I don't like it. I don't like it. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.